I'm just seeing if I can see my muff.
Oh, can you see your you shouldn't be able to see that clear down there, should you?
I don't think so.
Hey, Pisp and Pickle Nation.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back to the Pisp and Pickle Podcast. I'm Lori.
I'm Missy.
And we're
Pissed
and Pickled. Wow, we are so excited. We're going to start the show off today with a toast from the official beer of the Pissed and Pickle Podcast, Fat Tire.
Yum, new recipe.
Why are we toasting?
I'll tell you why.
I'm posting.
Over 100,000 views.
Woohoo!
Bam!
100,000 views.
That's amazing.
The last episode when we had the potted
so
challenge with
so
pop-up comments. I don't know if you guys have watched it or not. If you haven't, tune in.
Number 55.
20,000 of you have. But anyway, thank you guys so much. It was so fun to do that. Thank you, Meat Canyon,
and, you know,
allowing us to,
importantly enough,
do that.
Thank you for helping my son get more views.
Yeah, because he needs more. He's struggling.
Like, and he's what? Doing so much better. So thank you.
Now, he only has like 5 million. So
seven, but
yeah, so he needs
not very many
can get. But along with that, not only were you fabulous viewers and you watched the whole thing and the ads and everything else, so we can get paid so we can do this.
We love that.
Not only did you do that, but you sent in some of the most hilarious comments.
Fabulous comments.
Such, you guys are so funny. So we read each and every one of them, and I said,
we love them.
We need to pull out the ones that are so funny because
we like the rude guys and mean ones too. We don't care.
You can say whatever you want. You can't offend us. But let's just go through a few of those.
Yeah.
And if you watch the episode, you'll know what they're talking about. If you haven't, tune in or watch it. Episode
That's
number 55. Chris J 2991 says, "I was mechanically separated once. It sucked.
Ouch.
That sounds painful."
Mm-hmm.
Well, sir, Silver Draffin 23, "I haven't had pig's feet in many years, but the juice wasn't red."
Yeah, I don't know about that red juice. It was kind of disgusting, but...
Oh, man, horrible.
Alex Demopoulos said, "Smoking the wiener cigar. L-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-
But
smoking that wiener cigar, that made his day.
Mm-hmm.
It made my day that you liked it.
Well, Screenface 000 said, "This is so random, and I love it."
Thanks, Screen. Thanks, Screen. The Elusive 81 says, "Meet Canyon sitting there like he's visiting his drunk Nana and her girlfriend."
I bet I'm drunk now.
I am not her girlfriend. So,
well, but I mean, wish
I could be if I had to be for laughs.
Well,
see, what else you got?
Old Chance Wilkerson, 63, says, "These ladies deserve an Adult Swim show."
We couldn't agree more. I think we should.
Do you guys have to let us know?
Get us on Adult Swim.
If your uncle works there or something,
# Adult Swim.
Give you a shout out there. I think we should be on there, too.
I don't know why we're not, but I think.
Love this guy's name. Attachment dot not available. He says, "My grandfather loved pig's feet. He was a German and an alcoholic."
Thanks, Alex. You're the best.
DJ Chester. Uh-oh. I don't know how I ended up here, but it's a good time.
That's right.
That's what we say.
How the hell do you? That's all I can say.
That's fun.
All I can say. And then finally.
No, I got one.
Oh, you got another one? Okay, yeah, what do you got? What do you got?
We don't want to leave out Brandon Thompson, 5796, says, "Just found my new favorite podcast, a couple of absolute foxes."
Yeah, we are. Foxy.
You bet. We get that all the time.
Yeah. I haven't heard that word in
foxes.
It's like the 80s.
Yeah.
Foxy. Okay. Jimi Hendrix.
We say thanks. Brandon.
All right.
I hope you're not 13. But if so, it's okay.
Okay, it's not okay. He's saying foxy if he was 13.
He might.
You think?
That's they're into the foxes and all.
Oh, that's right. The furry.
Yeah.
Those furry things.
Ting.
And lastly, and this, it's funny that Bear Trills 7591. It's funny that you should mention this because Missy and I have been talking about doing this for quite some time. If you've been following us, which you should have been, and if you haven't been, do. We used to have the dating debacles with Missy when she'd go on these online dates and they would be disastrous, but quite
a lot of fun for me,
entertaining for us.
Sure.
And we have been talking about, there's a lot of people out there that had a lot of comments about Mama Me and how hot she is. And, So anyway, old Bear Trills sent in this and he said, "Hey, can you do some sort of ticket contest to win a date with Meat Canyon's mom? I'll take 50 of them." The and pie I has say, nothing to do with my son.
And I say, yes, Bear Trills. I will sell you 50 of those, and I'll sell anybody else tickets also. We haven't come up quite with all the deets yet.
But it's raffle ticket
but
time.
It's raffle ticket time here at Pissed and Pickled, where you guys can have uninterrupted meet and greet with Mama Meat.
Meat moments.
Meat moments, we're going to call it. We're going to fly her to your city within the continental United States. We're not crazy and going out to
somewhere south.
But we're going to fly you out. I'm going to fly Missy out to you. You guys are going to have an intimate one-on-one date at a Applebee's or IHOP or Waffle House, whatever you choose.
Waffle House.
Choice. Stop it. Meals on us.
I'm spoiled.
Dates on Missy.
If we're not 18, bring your mom
or your dad.
Yeah, but we're going to do that. And you guys are going to be able to buy your raffle tickets. We're going to pull the winner out live on the show, and we're going to fly her out to hang out with you. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a good time to be had.
You bet.
So, anyway.
With that being said.
We are pissed and pickled.
Usually.
Yeah. And we're usually pissed.
Sometimes pickled.
A lot. Usually on the court. Sometimes in a bar. But most of the
sometimes right here in the old studio.
Sometimes. You don't know. So, pissed off. People are pissed off all the time. What are you pissed off about?
A couple of things. Maybe I should start off with number one. When I got in my car to come here this morning.
Yeah.
Went out, was checking out my yard. I saw a piece of trash. I hate litter. People, you know, I hate litter.
Yeah.
I hate freaking trash.
Yeah.
I go out there, I go to pick it up. Oh, oh, sorry. It's a blue glazy Trojan wrapper.
In your yard?
Yeah.
What do you got going on in your yard?
I don't know.
Psycho guy across the street.
And then I'm like, come on, people. I mean, thanks for using that.
Where were they that they threw that in your yard?
I know. I mean, they made us fill it up on my front porch. I might have that swing, but I would have felt like, I don't know.
I don't know.
You know what?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Well,
I don't like that. That pisses me off when I find a rubber wrapper in my yard.
Sounds like a country song.
You found that rubber wrapper
in my yard.
Yikes.
Anyway, what pisses us off? Well, at the beginning of the show, you saw that we were in a thrift store because we had to get an outfit. And I don't know about you guys, but every day, it seems like lately, I've gotten an invitation for graduation, baby shower, wedding shower, bar mitzvah.
All kinds of crap.
Wedding anniversary. I can just... Inundated with invitations to stuff, which is fine. It's that time of year. But one thing we hate it. Pisses me off.
We don't like it.
The gender reveal parties.
Are you kidding? Let's
talk with the gender reveal. Let's talk about that. People are going, and I don't know why.
Number one, the reveal is always in 9 months. You're going to find out what that little son of a bitch is, regardless of what you do. But nope. We got to throw a freaking party a freaking balloon about it.
And, oh, well, not only that. I mean, there's like rockets going off. There's planes flying over.
Yeah.
There's blue logs. There's
kids are getting bombarded by the
swimming pool.
So shit's going awry.
Or blue. And I say, what if millennial parents or Gen Z or whatever you guys are that are doing
kids,
this
right now.
What if you have this gender reveal and that child decides that isn't the gender he wants to be, or she wants to
be a girl.
Then you're going to have a gender unreveal party,
right?
Or re-reveal, right?
Kid gets 13.
Guess what? We're
having a gender unreveal. They're popping green balloons and yellow balloons.
So we used to call like Paper Warehouse or Party America, because I think we're onto something. I think this will be the next thing.
Yeah,
it's going to be the gender re-reveal party.
Yeah.
You have to buy another gift. You have to get another outfit, which we're
kind of thrifty.
You know, we watch our pennies.
You're so pissed and pickled. We always like to save a
ton. We went to the thrift store, as you saw earlier, and we chose an outfit for each other to wear to this. Pink. I chose pink. Missy chose blue. And I thought we nailed it.
I feel like we did.
Only
with what we had to work
with. If we have to go later and do a gender re-reveal or unreveal,
we'll go back.
Or what's it called if you change reveal? I don't know. Trans reveal? I don't know what it is, but
I'm not sure if you're cutting on or adding on or whatever, but
there'll be a party for it, and we'll be invited several times. So anyway, I don't know what you think about our outfits. I thought they were pretty cute.
Let us know
to the party.
But that pisses us off. The gender reveal party. Stop it. You're quit doing it. Quit.
Nobody gives a shit what it's going to be, honestly. Nobody cares.
And yeah. Nobody cares that you put a picture of your little gremlin on Facebook every month to see how much it's changed.
In the womb?
No, after it's born.
You even in the womb, people will do that.
I got my 3D, so I'm...
We don't give a shit.
Look at his finger. Nobody cares.
No, we don't.
Nobody cares.
No.
I'll throw out every now and then.
If I was the grandma, I'd care. That's the only way.
But I rarely throw my kids out, my grandkids out there. But if there's some super cute, I'm going to throw it out there. But not like on a schedule. Not, I mean, maybe once or twice a year. Maybe.
I can't. I would probably throw that little sumbitch out all the time.
No, I don't know.
Super excited to have one of those one day.
Sending us gender reveals because after this one, we're not going to another one.
We won't go unless you pay for it. Then we'll go.
And buy us another outfit.
And not
buy us
their
thrift store. But we had fun and have good snacks. We had a good time in there. Thanks, Jill, for
chill. What a delight.
For filming us up in there. And we also got, because coming up is our pickleball league. It was supposed to start last week, but it rained. It was cold, so they canceled it. But we thought we're going to wear a special outfit. Because we have a special sponsor that sponsors us.
Who?
My Paddle, of course.
Sam and Richard.
Yeah, Sam and Richard. They
haven't say enough about Sam and Richard.
I can't.
Nobody.
I have just found out that they have a new color. Now they have 15 colors of those bands.
Holy.
They're those little paddle bands you put on your paddle so you can say
what's the new color?
Merlot.
Stop it.
Yeah. Merlot.
It's so spicy.
It's bougie. And they have 6 fonts and unlimited emojis.
Unlimited. You can do anything.
MyPaddle.com. Get on there. Order 4 or more because they're 50% off.
Why would you not?
Yeah, I don't know why you just
have it if you don't.
You can buy one for $12 or you can buy 4 for $24.
Minimal amount.
Pretty good. Pretty good at math.
You're very good at math.
If you spend $35 or more, which you'd have to buy... Oh, no, I'm not that good at math, but...
Yeah. Not very many, but then you get...
But if you
free
did...
Free shipping!
If you did, you get free shipping with the United States.
Have you seen the prices of postage?
Yeah.
It'll kill you.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's
free shipping.
A lot to ship something.
Yeah, freaking stamp. God,
that's small. Easy.
It's ridiculous.
So, you don't want to do that. But, and just rip my jeans.
You see how I said ridiculous? Select me.
You are. You're so...
Dope.
Dope. Your riz, fat, your riz.
Oh,
that's what it is. Those outfits are riz. Thanks, Mike Battle, for sponsoring us and those fabulous outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of outfits.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Check these out. Do you guys like these?
I do. I certainly do.
Casual Dinker Pickleball Company sent us out a boatload.
I mean, yes.
Boatload. I'm not talking canoe. I'm talking big boat. Of shirts. We're probably good for life.
This is a vintage vibe I liked.
Yeah. And I like this. It kind of gets me in touch with my patriotic side.
Look at you. I hope you're going to wear that on the 4th of July.
I'm going to. They're a veteran-owned company. Check them out. Great guys. They think we're funny.
It's nice material.
It's not that really cheap shit.
Nice material. Yeah.
Pickleball. Company.
Mm-hmm. There it is. You can't see shit.
Casual Dinker.
Check it out. They have a lot.
Check them out. CasualDinker.com.
I am a casual linker
and all that. What else do we have? We're going to chit chat about anything else today.
I feel like we were going to.
What we were pissed off about and the meat channel and the potted meats. Oh, we're thinking about doing since that was so successful.
Look at that. I couldn't find my fish.
To do some more challenges, some more food challenges or products or whatever. Down below in the comments. You guys are good at comments. You gave us over 5,000 last time. Tell us what you want us to try.
Yeah.
We're thinking of maybe pickled items. Everything pickled.
People have been telling us about a lot of different pickle things. I didn't even know you could pickle. Damn near, you could pickle anything.
Yeah, you probably could.
You could pickle damn near anything.
Try that. We could try all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
The world is your oyster.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you get pearls.
That's
where I learned it's not clams.
Again, go to episode 55 to find that out. There's beer in my nose. Sorry.
But anyway, thanks again, guys. Okay. We are so grateful for each and every one of you. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes.
And we got more fun, exciting things to come. Again, stay tuned for that raffle with the Moments with Mama Meat. We're going to send her to you, and you could be a big fat winner from that.
You could be a big fat winner.
I think that's all I've got today. You got anything else?
Nope.
Let's do another cheer.
Let's do another cheer. Here's to over 100,000 views.
And cheers to our new fabulous viewers.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
See you.